Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm your host, Zainab, and I'm excited to be hosting this show today. And our guest speaker is Brother Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, brother, we have been discussing about some of the strategies that parents and educators can apply to help the teenagers navigate different sorts of challenges. Well, we talked about open communication. If something is bothering you or something is bothering the teenagers themselves, talk about it. It's okay to be talking about it. But you as a parent or educators, when you're talking, do not be the someone who's just dictating terms and you're not listening anything. Number two was active listening. Number three was setting boundaries. It's not just about religious boundaries. It could be ethical boundaries. It could be the laws. It could be the boundaries that define the laws of your home that help the teenager to become more disciplined child. And then you said introduce them different sorts of challenges. Talk to them about challenges, because the challenges are something that the schools do not talk about. So, yeah, we would like to get more enlightened.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So basically, as the topic states, how can parents navigate or support their teens in navigating their
different challenges?
So over here, you can support your teenagers in navigating their challenges by introducing them to role models.
All right.
Okay, so introducing teens to positive role models like Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, definitely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima az-Zahra salamullah alayha, the Imams alayhi wasallatu wasalam, and also role models who are the historical figures, the martyrs, and also contemporary leaders. Example, the Maraja example.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imam Khomeini.
Yeah.
Khamenei example.
You see.
So, if we are giving them a lot of role models, okay, look at him. Look at him. Example. Look at that person.
Mm-hmm.
Then the person can definitely see the role model. Example over there, and can follow that very personality. Example over here, how important is this topic? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayah number 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَّنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So the translation, I'm just going to go ahead with the translation. There is indeed over
in
here,
the laqad kana,
laqad, when it comes, definitely, don't have a doubt in it.
Yeah.
So definitely, there is certainly a good example for you in Rasulullah.
In the Messenger of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's a very good example for you in order to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can follow him just like that, okay, without any doubt. For those who look forward for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. So, وَيَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. So, for those people who crave for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who also crave for the day of judgment, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Basically, over here it goes ahead with the paradise as well. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So, and whoever remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay.
Allah
so
remembers him.
Whoever wants to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot, the Prophet is the role model. Whoever is craving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet is the perfect role model.
Indeed.
Whoever wants to get to the perfect and highest of levels, the Prophet is the role model.
We'll discuss that more. Let's take a short break here, dear listeners. Let's ponder on these insights and we will come back.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio, and we are talking about different strategies parents can apply with their teenagers so that they navigate through different challenges. So yeah, you were saying that introduce to them role models.
Yeah. So when we introduce our teens to good role models, you know, it's not just telling our teens, you know what? Just look at the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Okay. Just read about Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, it's going to help. Okay. I don't deny that. But you know, like how to tackle them and bringing the challenges of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam and kind of overlapping their challenges with your challenges. And example, making it lively for you, for your teen, example, is the place where the teen can cope up with.
Yeah.
Okay. Example, okay, Imam Ali al-Islam did fight the battle of Badr, of Uhud, of Hunayn, example, okay, of Nahrwan, okay, of Siffin. He was very famous, of Jamal. So, okay, so Imam Ali al-Islam is my role model. And I can't take a sword and I can't go behind the kuffar or the disbelievers. Definitely not, So he's my role model. Does it mean that, okay.
I just
so
have to be active in the battle.
So everything is applicable in my life at this moment, right now. If someone is doing wrong towards me, of course, I can't hit him back. You have to see the whole life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, what he used to do in every single scenario. Imam Ali al-Islam, in most of the cases, was the most merciful one as well.
Yeah.
You see, where were those places where Imam Ali al-Islam stood up against the oppressors?
Even in the, like, you know, when in these battles you're talking about, there's this man among the politicians who is a very, I would say, brave and well-known warrior, with whose presence everyone kind of, you know, their hearts shake and they are unable to actually face him, is Amr ibn
Abdawad.
Abdawad, yeah. So, you know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, even when he confronts him, he tells him, come back to Islam, come back to Islam.
Accept Islam.
Accept Islam. And then he tells him, I don't want to kill you. I really don't want to get into any confrontation with you. So like Imam had this personal, he had this merciful behavior. We have seen that even in the times of wars.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, indeed. Like few people portray Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam only in the battlefield and he is a good warrior. Definitely, he is the best warrior. But at the same time,
he's the most just.
Exactly.
Most just ruler, I would say.
Indeed. And just like Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Prophet was in the same manner. He used to get sad after the war used to end. He used to feel sad. If and only if those people who got killed, I wish they would have accepted Islam.
Yeah.
They would have entered paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to be like, oh Prophet, don't make yourself too sad. Like, you are getting
too
sad. It's okay. Like,
Calm down.
Have chosen their faith. You have guided them, but they didn't accept the guidance, from you. So they are going to
So look at these role models beyond the battlefronts.
Yeah, definitely.
Even in the battlefronts, they have been the most merciful, most kind. Well, let's discuss more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here and we are talking about some of the strategies that parents and educators can apply and teach their teenagers how to navigate through different challenges. Yeah.
When it comes to battlefield and when it comes to going against the enemies of Islam, over there, Amir al-Mu'mineen is the best warrior. Of course, we have to take role model and from that aspect of his as well, indeed.
Yeah.
So going against the enemies of Islam, we are very staunch about it. we are staunch about those people who oppress the innocent people, who oppress the innocent children, who kill the innocent children, everything.
When Imam says that I'm accepting to rule, he says this dunya, this ruling, this world seems to me like a sneeze of a goat.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have not taken this position if Allah had not taken a kauna from the people to stand against oppression.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
to be the voice of the oppressed, those who are being oppressed.
Yes, yes. And he also states that I'm gonna rule the manner of, in the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he used to govern the whole government,
yeah.
Or example the rulership, yeah. Over here, the caliphate example. So, coming back to the role model thing. So, when we introduce teens to role models who are noble and also contemporary leaders, example, over here, if we introduce them to Imam Khomeini, of course, Imam Khomeini faced a lot of challenges in his youth after, like, example, during the process of revolution, after revolution as well. The 8-year war was not a joke. It was a very, like... It happened for like 8 years. It's not a small thing.
Yeah.
So even Ayatollah Khamenei, example, the present leader, even he is facing a lot of challenges. Like, what were his challenges? What were the challenges of Shuhada? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what lessons can we take from them if we tell them, or if they are going to find out, if they take...
Okay, they will actually...
inquisitive.
These are kind of real-life examples, real-life leaders who have been the role models in the Islamic history, and they have faced the real challenges, right?
Yes.
So, yes, I would actually like to extend my gratitude to you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you
for
helping us with those insights and with those strategies. Those are important for all the parents. So, dear parents, it's really important to introduce to them the Islamic role models. And if not, a lot can happen. For example, they can look for their role models in some different formats. For example, maybe social media, maybe Instagram personalities, maybe sports personalities, maybe, different personalities where they are not satisfied, where they won't be content at the end of the day. So you have to be introducing them to Islamic role models. Thank you for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah.